That is Bria Schoenberg. She'll be playing a couple of days from, I don't know, tomorrow maybe. I'm not sure when she's playing. But welcome to the Jazz Corner. And Jeff Spivak here with me. Good morning, Jeff. Oh, wait, are you on that one?
I don't know.
There you are. You're on that one. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Scott. Was that Connie Deming?
That was Connie Deming.
Oh, I thought I recognized that voice.
With the intro to a Bria Schoenberg song. Yeah. So Connie complimenting Bria there. Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. 3 days in, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I just have to recount it myself. Mm-hmm. Any highlights so far?
Well, you know, certainly the return of Jazz Corner, a big highlight for your listeners. Although I got to say, bringing us in after Trio East is a great idea. You got these guys talking very high-level, you know, music theory, and then I'm going to come in and say, oh, did you see Erykah Badu's hat? It's
like, geez. I didn't see Erykah Badu.
It's kind of a beret, but it was a nice one.
Yeah, did you go?
No, I didn't. I just looked at the pictures.
The pictures, okay.
Yeah, she was past my bedtime.
I always review the Jazz Fest by looking at the pictures, too.
Yeah, right.
So, performances, anybody stand out?
You know,
it's hard to...
It's really difficult because I make my decisions to go to my shows, and then I sit there and I'm typing away, and people come up to me and say, oh, did you see this? Did you see this? It was the best thing ever. And I'm like, no, I didn't. So, I know... co-promoter John Nugent has this thing about how it's not who you know, it's who you don't know. And for me, it's like, it's who I missed. You know, so, but who I did see, Makoto Ozone and Tommy Smith at Kilbourne. Ozone's a piano player and Smith is tenor sax. And just the chemistry between these two guys working those instruments back and forth and kind of having a conversation, and then Smith takes his saxophone and sticks it into the body of the piano, and he's playing, and the strings are vibrating, and it's like listening to the wind. It was really, I just couldn't think of a time when I've seen two musical instruments like actually kind of functioning as one. It was a really cool thing.
Yeah, I saw the second show. I think you saw the first show, and he did it the second show as well, and it was really. Because he introduced it and said he was going to be doing something like that, using the piano with his saxophone. I think, okay, where are you going with this? Mm-hmm. And it was really intriguing. Anything else?
Yeah. Again, the people you don't know, I stepped into Christ Church yesterday this fellow's name was... Alexander Hawkins, and it was a little trio, and I didn't know anything about it, and, you know, it's a little stuffy in the church on a 90-degree day, and so there weren't a whole lot of people in there, and he starts playing, and as it happens, people kind of like, oh, this isn't my thing, and they start getting up and walking out, and the longer you stay, though, and you start seeing where this guy's coming from, and I just thought that guy was really brilliant, and I wish he was back today again for something else, but I just, his sensibility and even a little spoken word piece he did, just kind of like I had written a couple days ago, kind of reflecting on the British, the English vote against, for leaving the European Union, and kind of looking at that as their version of Donald Trump. without being overtly political, but, and as he said, like, doesn't matter, we're still going to have the music. So yeah. I like that fella quite a bit.
And I know you happened to catch Junior Brown.
Everybody's raving about Junior Brown. It's kind of this...
sort of an antidote to jazz in a way.
Yeah, but, you know...
The opposite end of what was at the Christ Church.
Totally. He plays an instrument called a gitstiol, which he designed himself and built himself with a friend, and part standard electric guitar and part steel guitar. And the thing about it is that he's playing these kind of like Bakersfield, Western swingy, surfy kind of things. But he uses both instruments, like, back and forth between each song, and it's just fascinating to watch this guy flipping from one to the other, and all the sounds he's making, and And he's a clever writer, too.
Yeah. So speaking of the things that you might have missed, I mean, we're talking about it's not what you saw, it's what you missed. And in case you missed Junior Brown, here he is from his CD, Long Walk Back.
The Texas sun is blazing and I need a place to rest my weary bones. Whatever got me this far has long since left me out here all alone. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. I tried to take her out of Texas because I had to move along. She changed her mind somewhere near Dallas, left me on the highway all alone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. Texas, change her address and the number on her phone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. Backtrack to see if I can find a way back home. Well, I couldn't take her out of Texas, so she thinks I gotta make it on my own. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn.
The sound of jazz right there with Junior Brown from his CD called Long Walk Back. And Long Walk Back to San Antonio. Jeff Spivak here with me. We just recounted what was happening over the weekend.
Yeah, we should dedicate that song to our friend Karen, who is now taking the long drive back to Akron, Ohio, after having used up her 3-day club pass. But and Junior was her favorite, she said.
Out, well, there you go, Karen. It's for you. It's about moving into tonight. There's a whole another slate of music, all new artists. Let's start with Liz Wright. What do you know about Liz Wright?
She's a really cool person. I talked to her a week ago, and just a kind of a neat soul who is from Georgia but kind of bonded with the mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, where she lives now outside of Ashland, North Carolina. And just one of those, once again, you know, there's a lot of really fine female singers in this jazz festival, and they all do a different kind of a thing. And she does her different kind of thing is doing all kinds of different kinds of things. And got the great voice, got the soulful gospel thing going, and has a version of Nick Drake's Riverman that really isn't quite what she does, but it's just so nice that I think we got to hear it.
This is Liz Wright. She is at the Harrow East Ballroom tonight, 5:30 and 7:15, from her CD called Freedom and Surrender.
Came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose
come and go.
That is Liz Wright from her Freedom and Surrender CD. She is performing tonight at the Harrow East Ballroom for the Rochester International Jazz Fest. Jeff Spivak here with me. She brings that sort of spiritual quality to her. She has a background in basically coming from the church again, right?
Yeah, and certainly the sound comes from that. Just talking to her, she's just got that spiritual thing going anyway, wherever it comes from. And it's not just gospel. It's where she lives, where she's chosen to live now in Appalachia, and just being a part of a community. She talked about that quite a bit, that the people who she's around are a part of that spirituality that you can hear in her.
Yeah, she co-writes a bunch of the songs and does a really great version of the Bee Gees song, To Love Somebody. Everybody does that song. And one of those songs I never really appreciated as a Bee Gees song, but then I've learned to love it through other people's versions.
Yeah.
Liz Wright tonight. Mm-hmm. And then we move from, to like the far, keep going farther into Louisiana.
Yeah, Nicholas Payton, trumpet player who's at the Kilbourne Hall tonight. Really interesting guy. Has that New Orleans thing going. And just a really outspoken man about music in general. And he's not into geography. He insists that he doesn't like to call jazz jazz. He says this is black music, and R&B and funk is all black music. And it's a cultural thing to him, and he's really interesting if you read his blog and the things he talks about. He seems like quite a guy. So that's at Kilbourne. And we also have Judith Hill at Squeezer Stage and at Anthology. And another interesting person really is becoming a real notable voice, and just, you know, she was actually on that TV show, The Voice, which I've never seen, but apparently it's a big deal, you know, the reality thing. But and was opening for Prince on his last tour, and Prince produced her last album, and really startled people when last week she gave an interview to the New York Times and revealed that she was on the plane that Prince was on when he was stricken with something that we now know was related to his addiction to painkillers, but the plane had to make an emergency landing, and she was eating dinner with him at the time, and if she hadn't noticed that he was dropped into unconsciousness, he might have died right there. There were very few people on the plane, and, you know, it was 1 o'clock or so in the morning, and people said, well, Prince just fell asleep, but no, he had an attack, and they landed and revived him at the airport. And unfortunately, he died 6 days later of that addiction to painkillers. But she was one of Prince's proteges, as was the woman who sang at Squeezers the night before, Candace Springs. It's kind of a nice little Prince run we're having here with those two singers.
And then coming up, still in Louisiana. They were formerly the Red Stick Ramblers and the Pine Leaf Boys, and now they're the Revelers at the Big Tent. I know they've been through our area before, playing at the Harmony House, which is really a great place to see Zydeco, as would be the Big Tent. Yeah, it's perfect for them.
The Big Tent is where you want to be for this kind of music, and you know, these guys are all veterans. You know, they know what they're doing. You know, so.
So these are the Revelers. They are at the Big Tent tonight for the Jazz Fest.
Showered you in pearls, but you want a diamond ring. Let you drink the finest wine, you wanted glasses of champagne. Had you opened say
use in holding on to love that was never meant to be. I found there's nothing in this world that you really want from me. Had you opened
That is the Revelers playing at the Big Tent tonight for the Rochester International Jazz Fest. And a reminder, you're listening to 88.5 WRUR FM and HD Rochester and 90.1 WITH FM and HD 1 Ithaca. Jeff Spivak here with me in the Jazz Corner.
Jazz Corner.
And let's see, what else? We got we got one more song to cue up here. Mm. And maybe mention something about Lafayette Suite.
Yeah, it's a selection of songs built around the Revolutionary War and our relationship with France as little America struggled for its independence. And it strikes me as kind of like a nice soundtrack to the next Ken Burns film. But where are they anyway? They're at... They are at
Max of Eastman Place.
Max, yeah, right. So that would be the correct venue for this thing.
It would
thing.
Be, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then we have something that they mentioned earlier.
Spin cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that incestuous relationship that all of these musicians have here. We, Trio East was in here before I came in to send you off to do your laundry. And... of course, Rich Thompson says, "Oh yeah, I know, Tom Christensen. They all know each other." And Tom Christensen in this band, Spin Cycle, and composed looks like most of the pieces there. But they're all Eastman people, and they all have some connection one way or another. Either going through school or teaching or playing gigs across the country with each other. So Spin Cycle, another Eastman connection.
And they are at the Little Theater tonight, and thanks to Rich Thompson for his recommendation of this song from Spin Cycle's CD. They're playing tonight at the Little. And Jeff, thank you so much for coming in again. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
Okay, great. Thank you.